used to drag me to church,
No one has to drag Shari Addison to church anymore. She became a minister, and this past week, her first gospel recording was released, a self-titled album on Verity Records.
He saved my soul. He made me whole. He rescued me, gave me victory, so I praise
you. Now, some of you may recognize Shari Addison as the runner-up on Black Entertainment Television's Sunday Best, the church-inspired version of American Idol. And tonight, the Chicago native will perform at an inaugural ball honoring the president-elect. We caught up with Shari en route to D.C. at member station WHRO in Norfolk, Virginia. Welcome to the program, Shari.
Thank you.
You must be getting very excited.
I am extremely excited.
I mean, you're going to be performing at the African American Church Inaugural Ball. There'll be some other heavy hitters in gospel beside you, Regina Bell, you know, one. And the event is a tribute to the first African American president of the United States. What does this performance mean to you?
This is an opportunity of a lifetime. I feel like I'm going down in history as well as our 44th president. And it's something that my children can tell their children, you know, your grandmother actually performed for one of the inaugural balls.
You have four kids?
I have four daughters.
How old are they?
Yeah. Oh, my. Here we go. My oldest daughter is my oldest. And I like to go this direction because it just really messes people up. My oldest daughter is 24. The one under her is 18. The one under her is 17. And the one under her is 4.
Oh,
yeah.
But they must be so proud of you.
They really are. All four of my women are extremely proud of their mom.
So what are you going to sing?
I plan to sing a song called It's Your Time. It's on my CD, and I think it's very appropriate.
You've been waiting for a long time. Constant thoughts of giving up the fight. But what you should know, his hand is on your life. So get ready to receive it, for it's your time.
It's your time. It not only speaks to me walking through a new door in my life, a new chapter, it signifies anybody out there to be encouraged that when it's your time, you can't miss that circle. The time is now for you to prosper. And it talks about you may have been waiting for a long time. And I know I have. I've had this desire to be full-time in my music ministry forever. It feels like forever. And this is an opportunity. And I feel like it's a very befitting song for this event because they're honoring people that have carried a torch. This is their time.
It's an interesting contrast, that song, to some of the others that actually appear on your album. At the beginning of our conversation, we heard a snippet of, you know, this really bass-heavy jam, I Praise You. Yeah, I mean, that's almost like a polar opposite. And then there are other songs that are really R&B.
There's hope that lies within you. There's light that shines inside. His love will always hold you, guide you through the
I wanted my CD to be relevant to where people are right now. And oftentimes in our music, we gear it to one group of people, one set religion or something. I wanted it to be very diverse. Some people may not have been fully raised in a church environment, but need to know about Jesus, need to be able to relate to the music and the ministry. And I feel like my music does that, and it doesn't water down the message any.
You do a classic here. It's a tune by Marva Hines, but I think so many people associate it with the late, great James Cleveland. Please Make Me Better.
And if it takes all the worldly things from my life, make me better, Lord. Please make me better.
How did you make it yours?
The funny thing about songs, my mother has always told me to do it like it's your last time. For it just might be, I don't know. And when I step up to a song, I never try to mock anybody or mimic anybody. I just go from what's in me. And that song was written absolutely incredibly wonderfully so by Marva Hines, in that I didn't have to do very much, just sing it the way I know to sing with everything that's in me. And it, a classic, just was reborn. It came to life all over again. I don't think I broke it. You know, sometimes you can take a classic and do too much. But I think it was just right.
One of the songs you do is with your pastor. And yes. You wrote the song with him, Chris T. Harris Sr., Can't Make It Without Him. I love the way you describe it because it's perfect. 3 minutes and 50 seconds of sheer Pentecostal power.
I listened to the song myself, and at the end of the song, I realized I don't think I was breathing. You know, and it's just like that. You know, something that is so intense but wonderful, and you're enjoying the ride, almost like a roller coaster, really.
Yeah.
And once you get to the end, yeah, that's what I envision. Hands up in the air, and you come into a halt like, whoa.
Stand on your feet, help me set here. Come on, Sherry Addison.
Sherry Addison's new self-titled CD is on Verity Records. She'll be singing tonight at the African American Church inaugural ball. We reached her on her way to Washington at member station WHRO in Norfolk, Virginia. Thanks. Have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Leanne. You know I will.
You can hear full songs from Sherry Addison's album at nprmusic.org. And on Tuesday, you can see all the Inauguration Day action at npr.org, where you'll find live video and photo galleries of the day's events, as well as up-to-the-minute analysis and live chats. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.